much power does a state legislature have? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court is about to consider that, hearing a case this hour out of North Carolina.
The power of state courts to reject congressional districts drawn by state legislatures if they violate state constitutions will be evaluated by the Supreme Court in a case brought forward by the state of North Carolina. The case has the potential to reshape presidential and congressional elections. North Carolina Republicans argue the Elections Clause in the Constitution gives lawmakers near complete control over congressional elections, including redistricting, and eliminate state courts from the process.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. In Moore County, North Carolina, power is expected to be restored tonight for tens of thousands of people after the attack on substations over the weekend. Democrats will have a 51-49 Senate majority in the next Congress after Raphael Warnock was reelected.
Against unspeakable odds, here we stand together. Thank you, Georgia.
Warnock beat Republican Herschel Walker in a runoff.
There's no excuses in life. And I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight.
Fox Business Network's Connell McShane's in Atlanta.
But we really see are slight improvements for Senator Warnock compared to what he did 1 month ago in the general election in some key counties around the state. And in the end, that was more than enough to send him back to Washington.
Time magazine's named Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Person of the Year for leading his country's resistance against a Russian invasion. Russia's leader said a short time ago it could be a long process. Aaron Judge is Time's Athlete of the Year, and then a giant disappointment for San Francisco fans. Fox's Jared Max reports.
The American League's all-time single-season home run record holder is staying put. 6'7", 30-year-old New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge has agreed to return to the Yankees on a widely reported 9-year contract worth $360 million.
The most for a position player per year in history. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Wall Street, a little bit of selling. The Dow is down 15 points. The S&P 500 is falling 8, and the NASDAQ is also going down this morning about 80 points. The price of oil up slightly after falling again to about $74 a barrel. Gas is down again. AAA's national average for regular at $3.35 a gallon. That's 14 cents less than a week ago, 45 cents less than a month ago, almost exactly the same price we were paying 1 year ago. Someone else is leaving Twitter. Fired by new owner Elon Musk for helping suppress information out of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal during the 2020 election.
Jim Baker, formerly with the FBI, was secretly screening the documents before handing them over to reporters. Elon Musk tweeting this, in light of concerns about Baker's possible role in suppression of information important to the public dialogue, he was exited from Twitter today. Musk says that he did ask for an explanation, but that his explanation was unconvincing. Republicans are expecting an explanation from Baker, too. They want him to come to Capitol Hill and testify.
That's Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn. There is also news on TikTok amid all the concern of Chinese surveillance.
Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan announced a ban on TikTok on all devices in the state's executive branch. South Carolina's Republican governor announced a ban of TikTok from all state-owned devices. South Dakota's Republican governor announced a similar ban last week. But some Democrats are concerned as well, including Virginia Senator Mark Warner, who told the Fox News Rundown podcast this week.
And the administration has been promising now for over a year they could find a way to make TikTok safe. I am a skeptic. I want to see what they come up with.
Warner says not only can the app make influential algorithmic recommendations and restrict content, but it can take data off of your phone.
That's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.